Yesterday, I introduced you to Joseph LeMay, a singer-songwriter from Nashville, Tennessee, who performs under the name Sun Talk. In part one of the interview, I asked Joseph about his song, Baby I'm Gone, its meaning and his process for writing it. In today's second part of the interview, I start by asking him where a 28-year-old such as himself finds the wisdom expressed in his music.
I thought myself wise in the period of time before all the hard things of life really started, before I really saw how hard it all is. You wake up one day and something's happened that you just never thought of before, and suddenly all this supposed wisdom that you have just goes out the door, and you write a song like Baby I'm Gone or whatever other song it is, that maybe there's some wisdom in it. But I think a lot of times things that come across as wise are people expressing things that they don't know or understand and exploring them.
There's a lot of humility in that answer. Sometimes wisdom is simply admitting one's ignorance. I wondered how his audiences reacted to his music. When you're performing live and you get to see your audiences face-to-face, does your music get a positive reaction?
You know, I do get it, but it's always really nice to get, and especially with this new music of mine, which is very much about things that I've felt, things that I've gone through, and to a large extent I've dealt with. You know, playing songs that are difficult material night after night, it could feel a few different ways. Like, you can either feel numb to it or kind of like, you know, why, like, I don't need to sing this song anymore, I've dealt with this issue. Or it can feel like self-indulgent, like, gosh, who wants to hear me whine about how sad I was during this time or whatever. Then someone comes up and says, you know, that song got me through my dad dying. And it's like, okay, this isn't just a self-serving thing. People do really need music, and there are certain people out there that are finding my music to be helpful. So that, it's super invigorating and a much needed recharge.
After our talk was over, I did a little research on Joseph LeMay. It turns out he has a manager, a publicist, and a record label, Sony Music, in fact. That struck me as an awful lot of support for an emerging musical artist. But after listening to our conversation several times, it strikes me that the faith these supporters have in him is well placed. Further evidence is found in the fact that another of Sun Talk's recordings, I Am a War Machine, was streamed over 1 million times in the first few months after its release this past April. You can learn more about Sun Talk by visiting the website suntalkmusic.com, or you can see him live in Charlottesville at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall on Sunday, or you can do both. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Mickey Frank Thomas. I'm gonna change my-